This is an interview with Connie McCready at her home in Northeast Portland, Oregon. The interviewer for the Oregon Historical Society is Clark Hansen. The date is June 30th, 1994, and this is tape 23, side 1. So what were some of your travels as mayor?
Well, the major one was to Sapporo for the longest title to an organization known to man, the Japan-America Conference of Mayors and Chamber of Commerce Presidents.
No? Yeah.
And it was a worthwhile, I think we did a lot of goodwill between the cities from that conference. And we made a number of calls on industrial potential business partners, showing the flag, that sort of thing. And of course, it was fun, and it was a very interesting trip, too. It was hard work, but it was very interesting. A number of the local business community went, paying their own way. And I took Al along, and he paid his own way, which startled Frank, who took his wife and the time before and paid her way out of the city thing. Can you imagine? Mm. And he refused to go the time before when we were trying to get him to go. I had some, I was called on by the city's representative for the Sister City Association, saying they were so horrified because they were going to lose face, the Japanese who had invited, and he had accepted. And then this refused to go because he was campaigning. That was his campaign against Charles Jordan.
Oh, right.
And I was just aghast. And he wasn't going to go, so Charles went. Frank went the time before that. But he wouldn't go unless he could go first class. And to Japan, that makes a big difference in costs, you know. And I couldn't believe it. This man is about as qualified for... my feeling was I always went tourist on whatever I went. And I said, well, that's because that's what I would pay if I went. Mm-hmm. And I won't let the city pay for me to go differently than what I would pay to go myself.
Right.
And you can't tell me that Frank would ever have paid first class to go on his own. And he got into a... First he wasn't going to go because they didn't want him to go first class. And then he didn't want to go because it was a campaigning against Charles Jordan for... What was that for? Was that for mayor that time?
Was that after you... ran against him for mayor?
No, because I was still there. I can't remember what. It could have been afterwards, maybe getting ready for a campaign. All I know is that I had the Sister City representative come and beg me to talk to him. He said, we can't tell the Japanese at the last minute that he's not going to come. Oh, I know what that no good Nick did. Not only did he not go because he was worried about the camp, but he sent his wife instead on public money. And if that isn't a slap in the face, when women, you know what women are in Japan, they're just nothing. Not only did the official not come, but he sent, it was worse than an assistant, you know. It was a real slap in the face, but he did it.
He couldn't. What makes a sister city?
What makes this?
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's declared, and why do you choose Sapporo over...
Well, I wasn't around when all that happened.
Kyoto or something.
But you try and find mutual interests. I know Terry did this with the predecessor of Takashi Itagaki. They set it up. In fact, I think that was the very first sister city extant. They started it, mm-hmm. and it was so successful. The mayor... Either their mayor had been here or something, mm-hmm. or Terry had been there, and they met and decided that they would have a sister city relationship, and it just paid off beautifully. They had representatives from, like, the radio station would have a sister city radio station here, and they would send an employee over to spend some time working on the other.
Right.
The newspapers had, I think they had a sister city relationship, or were they just suggesting that when, because Al was with me and thought that might be a good idea, but they had a number of various corporations and things and companies that had, they got to know each other, and it just, you know, you don't fear something you know. It's so much of the misunderstanding, international misunderstanding, is from differences in culture, and they don't, insults that aren't intended. And by having people work with each other and getting to know each other and learning the different cultures, it just helps tear down some of those barricades. It was fascinating. And the people in Sapporo were just delighted with this. I couldn't believe the kind of reception I had from the general public. The mayor arranged for us to go on shopping trips. In fact, they'd send a photographer along each time, and that just drove me crazy. I couldn't look at anything without being click, 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 you know. But somebody would say, Portland, they'd point, come up, and their English would be poor, but they'd get that much, and say, Sister City, and they'd shake your hand and bow. And the men in the street all of them seem to know about it. Now, most people in Portland don't know anything about it. Some do, quite a few, but nothing like over there. And when you say, what makes a sister city, the idea then was that they were fairly close in size and the kinds of economies. And I can't remember, Sapporo was not a fishing, but it was... oh gosh, I'm just getting so old. I can't remember all these things.
Well, you had talked about the problems that would have occurred had Ivan C. sent his wife over, because she's a woman.
He did.
He did do that.
He did do that, and boy, did we hear reverberations about that.
Well, what about your going over as?
I was the mayor.
So it didn't make any difference that you were a woman.
Well, they were a little startled, and they kept bowing to Al all the time and calling him Mr. Mayor and Mr. Macaron.
The paper said you were beginning to have this quoted you as saying that you were beginning to have an identity crisis.
Right. And Al says, you know, this is kind of a heady feeling. I may run. He says, after all, I have name familiarity. And he got a big kick out of this. We'd arrive at a hotel, and all of the big wigs of the hotel, the manager and the owner, and they'd be lined up, and they always had a bouquet, and they'd bow and they'd present him with the bouquet, and they'd grab his hand luggage, you know, and leave me standing there carrying my own, and then they'd start off down the hall, and I'd be trotting along behind because I was in heels.
Oh, you know. Well, carrying your own luggage?
Yes, well, not heavy luggage, you know.
Yeah,
but hand luggage and stuff that they'd grab his. He had his arm in a sling, but that wasn't why they took it. He dislocated his shoulder down at Laura Creek shortly before this trip. But that's not why they took it. But if they said the mayor, I'd say, step forward and say, yes. And they'd say, no. And they'd, no, mayor. And they'd point at him and nod. And I'd shake my head and I'd point at me and say, mayor. And I'd nod. And then their eyes would get big, you know. Oh, you know. And I'd tell Al, well, they're giving you the flowers because you're the spouse. But it wasn't. They were giving him the stuff because they thought he was mayor. Now, of course, Sapporo knew. Uh-huh. The difference. I knew that I was the mayor. But I wouldn't say anything if they'd say Mr. Macaretti. Everything was Macaretti. I was Mrs. Macaretti.
Oh, Macaretti.
And if they said Mr. Macaretti and hand him these things and shake his hands, and they'd all be lined up to shake his hands, and I'd be standing over here. I didn't say anything. But if they'd say Mayor Macaretti, then I'd step forward and say, yes, you know. And this happened all the time. I just got so I'd say, Mayor, yes. No, they'd shake their heads no, and point to him, Mayor, and I'd say, no, Mayor Macaretti. And the television gals that greeted us at wherever we landed, it was quite a celebrity when they knew that I was the mayor, because there ain't no such thing as a female mayor in Japan. No such thing. And they'd, as I would be, they'd be walking backwards at airports. I really saw very little of Japan, except this white hot bright light in my face all the time, because they'd have these television cameras and the lights right up against me, and they'd be backing down the hallway, and the gal would be interviewing me in sometimes very strange English I couldn't
Did you have a translator?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I didn't. A lot of them spoke English or thought they did. But the major focus of the questions from the female interviewers on the television was, how did you do this? How did you become mayor? These young gals, I don't know, there was one question for them and for how do we get there? How did you do this? Asking me that as we're trotting down the airport with a whole herd of folks with us, a lot of guys from the Chamber of Commerce and their wives and stuff were following along behind. Oh, I went to this magnificent flower show and never saw a bit of it because the cameras were all on me. And there were two or three TV stations worth. And it was just blinding. And one time I almost fell. There was this darling little Japanese rounded bridge up over a thing. But adorable, but it's that flimsy little wood, little slats, you know. And I couldn't see. And the handrail was, there wasn't much of a handrail on low. And here I am going up and over the stile and by braille. But there were these gorgeous things, and I kept trying to see around them because these magnificent displays, their chrysanthemum things are just fantastic. And I wanted to see the plants, and there were all kinds of gardens in these at the flower shows, you know, various little gardens. I was dying to see it all, and it was just one big blur from, and I'd get up in my room at night and my eyes would be so red from all the, they were exhausted from the.
But it was a rewarding trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were there for 2 weeks, was it?
I think we may have been gone 2 weeks or close to 2 weeks, because we did have a rest stop down in, what was the name of the town down on the island, the southern island, marvelous, fascinating town. It's surrounded by all these, what do you call them that are erupting all the time?
Geysers?
Yeah, lava, hot lava around you.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, people on the natives on the street would be selling hard-boiled eggs that they were cooking over cracks in the sidewalk. The steam from the from the volcanoes was cooking them, and you could see the rims around the city of volcanic, and it's a spa type city. I only saw one white man there other than our group the whole time we were in that city. When I say white man, I should say Teutonic, or
Caucasian?
Caucasian, there we are. Teutonic, I sound like a Hitler.
Well, Teutonic would be German, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was. I knew I was wrong, but I couldn't think what I was coming up with. But it was just fascinating, and they put me up in this suite where the emperor and empress had stayed a month or two before me. And, oh, it was gorgeous. White ivory brocade wallpaper and a gorgeous niche that was backlighted, and every day there'd be a different magnificent bouquet of flowers in this huge niche. Right. And it was on the top story of this hotel, and you looked out, and there were sliding glass windows on both sides. It was just a mass of, and there was a big dining room which gave on into a big living room, and then the bedrooms. I don't know which bed I slept in, the emperors or the empresses, because they were very large twin bed size, like 3/4 size beds apiece. So I don't know that, but, and they had their own kitchen. There was a little kitchen in there where they cooked for the emperor and empress just there. But it didn't have anything in it to speak of at that time. They must have brought all their own things or stuff up from the galley, but it was fascinating to be there. But that town was, I can't list the name of it. You ought to go there. It's just fascinating. There were all these various pools around. You'd go, some would be, they'd be bright blue and some were yellow. It was different chemicals caused by the
minerals in the water
from the volcanic action. And one place had these absolutely enormous lily pads, and there were pictures of gals, Japanese girls in their kimonos, sitting on a lily pad. Can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah. Now, this one obviously wasn't with the chemical, because it was, the things were alive in it, but and the smell was pretty strong, some of them, you know, the sulfuric smell of the thing, but gee, it was a fascinating place.
Did were there any agreements signed that?
We signed at the Japan America conference. We agreed on quite a. We, you know, talked about a lot of things and voted, but agreement on stuff. But it was pretty much like non-aggression and just.
Right.
Just cooperation and stuff. It was more the unofficial stuff when you would have coffee at the breaks and stuff and visit with them, and the conversations. I brought one. I got one good lead and talked to this man and this mayor, and he came over later and brought his the person that. And the man did set up a business here to two occasions, a matter of fact, that came out directly as a result of being at the conference of mayors. They were asking this man was with his mayor of his town and wanted to talk to me about the possibility of opening a business here in Portland. And it was for export. It was,
I see.
Yeah, both of these were export types. But no, there wasn't any big that I can
cultural.
Recall. No, but what we did though, we had speeches, a bunch of us gave, they had me do a thing on, I can't remember, what was the garbage or the sewage or whatever. I can't remember, I was assigned a couple of things to talk on. And so it was an exchange of ideas more than agreements.
Right.
It was telling how we coped with certain things.
Right.
And then they would tell how they coped with certain things. Transportation, I think I told them about our transit mall. It's been so long now, I can't remember, but that was more what that whole, the idea of the sister city, it was more of a cultural exchange, getting to know you, getting
right.
to know, da, da, da.
Right. Well, were there other trips that you took while you were mayor?
I don't think so. Oh, I did go to Washington to testify on, what was I trying to get them to do? Cable TV, I was in Washington on behalf of that and to try and get the telecommunications business to and the FCC was really not set up to accommodate cable TV. Mm-hmm. And I had some suggestions about what we should do about mm-hmm. that, and had to go and went and talked to some of our various mm-hmm. senators and committee chairmen. I can't remember what it all was. Oh, and then I also, while I was back there, what I would do is I would lump these things all up sure. and do them all in one trip. One of them was the housing HUD department.
Housing and urban development.
Yeah, we were working on insulation, trying to weatherproofing and to save energy saving, you know. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the Assistant Secretary of Energy on that, and
did you see Neil while you were out there?
Oh yeah, I went in, and he wanted to show me his office, and it was a great office. He took me around and showed me all of his toys. He had all these rooms, and his staff people were so pleased to see me. So I changed from what it used to be, had been, and it was great. He took me around, and then he showed me he was going to be going out on his helicopter. And,
he must have been happy with the change.
Oh, he loved all the toys and the perks that he had. Uh-huh. He was just like a kid in candy shop, you know. Oh, look what Santa Claus brought me.
You know? Yeah. What about National Council of Mayors? Did you have one of those trips?
No, I didn't go to those. There was one in San Francisco where they had asked me to come down and speak. I did not participate in the mayor's mm-hmm. conference organization per se. It's nice if you have plenty of time, but I just didn't have that kind of time, and it was those things were more. I saw them more as boondoggles. Mm-hmm. You could get something out of the meetings if you went to the meetings, but a lot you'd go out and you'd see most a whole bunch of them would be out shopping and instead of attending the session. But I did go down to the one in San Francisco at their request and spoke on two or three occasions, and then people who had heard me speak, and some of these had gone to the management and thought that it should be done again because it was such valuable information, and a bunch of people missed it. There was only so much room in their dumb meeting rooms. And would you believe it? They asked me to repeat the speeches at two and three. Oh, I think I must have given about six in the two or three days that I was down there. That was murder.
Well,
I don't think I did any other. Wait a minute. I did two. I went back to Montreal at the request, at the invitation of the mayor of Montreal, who was opening a new kind of water treatment plant. And it was an enormous and ungodly expensive thing. And I have no idea why he invited me. Unless it was because I was a woman, I don't know, because he didn't invite an awful lot, weren't an awful lot of mayors invited, and there were a lot of Canadians and the people close, mm-hmm. right across the border. I was interested because we were getting concerned about Bull Run and what we were going to be doing about the supply Frank was pushing for these dumb wells out along the Columbia, you know, which right. were going to have to be treated. And the material that he sent me along with the invitation sounded very interesting. And I talked to the guy at the Water Bureau who said that you might want, that he didn't know much about it, but that I might want to go and find out. And he had not struck me as being anybody who was great for change, and so I thought maybe it might be a good idea for somebody to go look. But that was just almost overnight and back. No, I didn't do much.
As far as other issues, the only thing I saw in the paper was about PGE's gas turbine plant in Linton.
Oh, Harberton. I'd forgotten. Harberton. Oh, my goodness. You keep bringing up these things that had all these unpleasant connotations. Work and hassles. Big hassles.
Really?
The fellow from PGE who there was one who was a good friend of mine and who told me, he says, frankly, how this all, they didn't even know that it was in the city limits. The map was wrong or something, or they thought it was just outside. It's very close to the city limits out there. And they didn't know that they were going to have to deal with the city of Portland when they wanted to build this plant. And then because Portland's building codes are a lot more restrictive than, say,
Multnomah County.
Yeah, I think was it Multnomah County outside of it, or just go right
maybe
to
Columbia.
Washington County?
Columbia County.
Columbia, I bet. And they have very few restrictions in some of those outer areas. And I think it came as a large shock to them to find they were in the city, and then the hassles. And it's so difficult to know who's telling you the truth. You hear somebody on the left hand saying one thing and the guy on the right saying diametrically opposite, and one is saying that this is going to ruin your health, it's going to destroy. It's like fluoridation.
Right.
Fluoridation is going to save your teeth, or it's going to rot your teeth and kill you, and it's going to kill all your plants, and you know, you can't win.
Huh.
And so there were these hassles. And the thing is, the reason they wanted to build this plant was because they didn't have enough energy, as I recall. And they were saying that that was going to be a salvation. And they said, if you don't want to use your lights and you don't want to turn on the switch and use your coffee maker and your washer and dryer, that's fine. You don't need Harberton. But if you're going to be using these things, you need Harberton. And you can't have it both ways. And I think I ended up voting for it. And if it had been 50 feet farther, we wouldn't have had any say in it.
Huh.
Nobody would have had any say in it. That's when I mentioned that fellow, I got a funny story. He called me during the freeze, a big freeze, and the power was out, and he knew that I had public utilities, and he called me. I thought I'd just give you a little story. He was one of the many. They had hundreds of vice presidents at PGE. And he says, I thought I'd brighten your day. He said, we had a call from a woman who was insisting that PGE pay for the spoiled contents of her freezer because the power was out. And so they transferred her to the attorney for PGE, who made the mistake of saying, well, I'm sorry, but PGE is not responsible for act of God. And she says, don't give me this act of God shit. I'm an atheist. I came home and told Al that story. He says, oh, the shame of it all. PGE says God is dead.
Well, what other kind of functions as mayor did you perform?
Oh, come on.
Really?
You name it, I did it.
Is that right?
You
imagine all these ribbon cuttings and things like that.
Oh, ribbon cuttings, christenings of various installations, and greetings to conventions and or companies would have a big conference here and of the other kinds of things in their purview and ask me to come and give a greeting. They wouldn't realize that every time I go to one of those things, it was another hour or two that I couldn't be doing my job.
Yeah.
And boy, there were batches of them. I tried to go to as many as I could work in because for two reasons. One, it's supposedly good PR. I was running for office. I had sworn I wouldn't do it in the council chambers, so it wouldn't hurt to appear before these groups, although so many of them were out-of-town things. I was just showing the flag for the city. But I figured that if these people if it was important to them to have their mayor welcome their group, then I would do my damnedest to do it. And so there'd be all of that stuff, and that was a lot of it. I told you about signing all these thousands of documents. Oh, gosh, that was...
Even more than as mayor, because
so many of the contracts had to be signed by the mayor and the commissioner in charge. So as mayor, I would have to sign all four of the places as mayor, and then as the commissioner in charge, I would have to sign it. It would bring it to 8 signatures, for example, per document. And I had all the bureaus of the mayor's and all the bureaus of mine as a former commissioner. And then, what's his name, was going off on junkets a lot. Not Frank, he was staying close to home and